I want you to pay close attention this morning. We're going into an area in the spirit. The Lord woke me up this morning with a message that it's going to take particular people to receive it. So I want you to turn your Bibles to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. And make a note that revelation needs receivers. In other words, revelation takes you to another level. It's not physical. It's not mental. It's not psychological. It's in the spirit realm. And so you have to be in a certain position when revelation is flowing. You as a receptacle has to be in a certain realm in the spirit. You understand that? Now, I'm going to have to use you today because you're here to pray. There are other people going to come in that are not going to know what I'm going to tell you. All right? And it's because the Hebrews 4:12, I want you to look at that. I want you to look at that because we're talking about a spiritual operation. The Word of God produce surgery. It gets you out of the flesh. It gets you in the spirit. It gets you in another dimension. So there, Hebrews 4:12 tell you what, you see that division there? What has to be divided is your spirit, soul, and body. You cannot receive revelation in your body. Okay? You cannot even receive revelation in your soul until your spirit get it. So you're going to have to listen in the spirit. You're going to have to hear in the spirit. All right? That's what Hebrews 4:12. And Hebrews 4:12 now produces John 6:63. Look at John 6:63. It produces that. Once you understand that I'm not listening to a physical man, I'm listening in the spirit realm, then you move to John 6:63. It's the spirit that quickens. You see that? So if you listen in the flesh, you ain't going to get nothing. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. So you move there, you move to John 6:63 from Hebrews 4:12. That's why I want you to pray over Hebrews 4:12, and I want you to pray over John 6:63. Then what take place then? You writing notes? Romans 12:1-3. You take control of the total man. And this all in listening now. This all in listening. When revelation knowledge is flowing, we're not having regular church anymore. Okay? God will become more real to you this morning. But I have to have you listening in a certain way. It's always when the word is ministered properly, it's always spiritual surgery. In other words, you will be put on the operating table this morning, but not from a physical perspective, but from the perspective of the spirit. There are always room for operation in the spirit. I need to know more. I need to know more. There's always room. And so the dimension of apostolic and prophetic that the Lord have put us in, I operated in the prophetic this morning. That's a prophetic message that God wants you to have. Now, I know we're in prayer. We're going to pray a few minutes. But prayer is not for God. Prayer is not for God. God already knows what he won't do. Matter of fact, God, I've already done what he's going to do. Yes, prayer is for you to put yourself in a position to receive what God has already done. Yes. All right, so we're not beggars yet. We're not beggars. We come here to prepare ourselves. So when revelation is flowing in the spirit, you listening? Yes, You got to have revelation receivers. And if, say, for instance, you're on one row and you got a revelation receiver on that row, it helped the other people who are on the row. So that's why we meet here in the morning. That's why these girls here, we're here to set you up for other realms, or go higher and deeper in the spirit. Now, just get regular out your vocabulary. We've been regular too long. We need to be ruling and reigning in the church, in the spirit. You understand? Child of God. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm asking you today is let the word operate on you. All right. Romans 12, 1 through 3, put that down. I'm going to let y'all pray in a minute. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Then put 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. And you can see, as you read those and as you pray, you're going to see you're getting deeper and deeper in the presence of God. Romans 12, 1 through 3, he told you to do three things. But when you get over 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, he said, let me do it. Yeah. Write this down. Having a word of faith operation daily. Oh man, I want if Hebrews 4:12 don't take place, John 6:63 can't. Now I want you to look at those two scriptures quickly. Look at Hebrews 4:12 and then open your Bible to John 6:63. If Hebrews 4:12 don't take place, John 6:63 can't. So if somebody up here preaching nothing, then nothing going to happen. But if somebody up here preaching something and you're not listening properly, ain't nothing going to happen. If you yell for a regular church, you'll miss the bus. Because one of the most profound message of the history of the church will come out this morning. And, oh hallelujah, you will be put in a new position. Are you listening? Now, you see, physically and mentally and psychologically and educationally, you can't handle this. So Hebrews 4:12, you got it?
Yes, sir.
And John 6:63, we'll pray those two. Let's go get to praying. Pray those two. I might say something else, but go get to praying those two. I want you to have Hebrews 4:12 open before you in your Bible so you can see it, so you can pray it. It's an all-play thing. Let's get the thing done. Hebrews 4:12. Let's get it done. Let's get ready. That word quick means alive. You keep praying, I might say something. Write this down while you keep praying. You designed to hear God on His level. So when you come here, you're supposed to be operated on, not entertained. Expect God to do something new. Expect God to show you something else. Expect God to take you deeper. Expect God to take you higher. It's coming in here right now. I said it's coming in this room right now. A realm that we need to be in. We are not a regular church. Apostolic and prophetic moments is flowing through this church to the other part of the world. God chose you to be a part of it, but you're going to have to be in the spirit. You must not call revelation an interruption. Revelation is to take you where you're supposed to be. Shedabarata. Routine church is over. Routines are over. Revelation take the place of routine. Look at Hebrews 4:12. Look at John 6:63. Look at John 15:7 now. Ready to receive. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to receive. I'm not going to block nothing. I want all that belong to me. Shata, in the spirit realm. Many places of the enemy are going to be shut down in your life today. Many things are going to be stopped. And a lot of things gonna start off. Shadarababa sata. Kosha, say I receive. Chatarababa shakata. Robababa shat. Woo, hallelujah. Shatarababasa. Roba. What is happening here? Is hot in here or something? Is the air on? Or am I just hot? Shatarabokoshe. Rasa kasa tatata. Woo! Shatarata. Look at Hebrews 4:12 again. Let him operate on you. Ka-ta-ta, cut me, Lord. Shata sho. Ka-ta-ta-ta-ta. Take me deeper. Andala ba 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 ka sata. Ru ba 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 sata. Sata ta 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 ya ta ta. Turu ba 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 sata. Kuru ba 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 sa. Ra ba 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 sata ta kishi. Sheep. Ru ba 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 sata. Sereko sakasate kurra mama masata shete tere barata spiritual operation in the body of Christ shankondra around the world shatara kashata kurubaba satata. Kondara ta 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 ta, shandara ta 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 ta. Shoo, shat ta 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 ta, shara ta ka shat ta ta, kuru baba shat ta 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 ta. Diri buru sa ta ta, tarala basa ta ta ta, atara ka sa tara ka shat ta. Now look at Galatians 2:20 and 21. It's where we're trying to take you. Where you're trying to... Ah! That's what... Oh, my goodness. Ah. It's where the Lord's trying to take us. Galatians 2:20. You're not to be fighting. I'm crucified with Christ. You're supposed to get crucified. Nevertheless, I live. Crucified and resurrected at the same time. You get into a place where the enemy don't know where you are. You begin to live a private spiritual life. In other words, Satan can't come in on it. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and gave himself for me. Now look what the next voice said. See, when you're not, what we're doing is preparing the sanctuary and preparing our heart for this morning service. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. And when you're not getting no revelation, God is frustrated. But when revelation is flowing and you don't receive it, it's frustrating God. You're looking for something else. You're looking for a sound. You're looking for emotion. You're looking for entertainment. That's got to get out of the church. Now, there is emotion that will come. Other words, I almost want to use the word, there entertainment will come if you're in the spirit. You get happy. Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost can make you happy. By revelation, not just by sound, by revelation, by the truth of God's word can make you happy. And now here the Holy Ghost says, I want to be happy, but I want something happening. I want something to happen. I don't want to just be happy. I don't want to just feel good. But I want something to happen to me in the realm of the Spirit. Begin to pray again. Focus on John 6:63 for a moment while you're praying. Focus on that. John 6:63. The words that I speak unto you, not to the crowd, not to the person sitting next to you, the words that I speak unto you. If you don't hear me, I can't do nothing for you. You don't hear me, you ain't got no faith. For faith come by hearing. Expect to be healed in this service. Expect to be healed beyond what all your doctors have already said. Expect manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Ha, 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 ha. Shara. Expect that pain to leave in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Spirit and life. Diribo shakata. Kurro baba satata. Andaraka satata. Andaraka shatata. Arara baba basta. Now take 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at verse 3. Because this has to be done for the spirit world to be effective. And we're here, we're praying, we're setting it up. We're setting the atmosphere up. You see, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Go on to the next verse. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. When you get through with that, bringing into captivity But you can't bring no inner captivity before you handle the rest of the stuff. See, we're to weapon our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing. Everything that Satan tell you that you can't have, he's lying to you. But you got to be qualified to pull it down, not associate with it, not go telling everybody this going on, this going on. No, pull it down. Can you see that? So what we're doing here this morning, you who come for prayer, is spiritual warfare. You set in the atmosphere, you set in the pace, you set in a place for God to be able to reveal himself. God, reveal yourself to me. And his revelation, my brothers and sisters, never run out. There's always more. Don't get no spot and sell it. Stay open. Promotion is knocking on your door. What I say? You're supposed to leave here this morning, going back to wherever you go in your house or going to eat, in a better position. You don't come in God's presence and stay the same. So these last few moments, just go over the scripture, Hebrews 4:12, John 6:63, whatever. Go over it. Burn them napkin, boy. Move up faster, son. Faster, son. That's my grandson. I'm training him. You should have run like you were falling down. That's a good-looking boy, isn't he? Lord, I got to pray. I'm good. I'm going to be on that boy. Look at him. Look at him. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What I was working on? I got over in the flesh. Huh? What? Go over the scripture these last few minutes. We're going to go 5 minutes more. You can go to the restroom in 10 minutes. Shedarabaratakasha. Now, I don't want you sitting here when I start preaching to be stupid. I want you, we have, what? We talking now. We're having a conversation. I'm getting you ready to receive. So when people come set aside you in the flesh, we got to get them in the spirit. Don't let them shut you down. You shut them down. Or set them up. I'll make you pray. You pray when I say this. Your answer here this morning. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Your answer is here this morning. God will not call you to church without an answer. Somebody gonna get that peace back. Your peace been stolen for years. You're gonna get it back this morning. And you're gonna stop being a people pleaser. Stop letting your family members, blood family, hold you down. Because they ain't ready to go. Tell them I'll be back. Go ahead and pray. Oh, hallelujah. Ha ta ta la kosha. Yere re buru ba 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 sa. Turn to Isaiah 43 and read the first two verses. See what you get. But the second verse said, then I'm going to read it. You ready? Let me read. I don't know what translation this is, what it says. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. Hallelujah. My. Do not be afraid. Don't care what you're dealing with. For I have ransomed you. I paid for it already. I have called you by name. You are mine. I like that. You are mine. You are mine. Everybody said, God said, you are mine. I'm here. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. You know what that means? You can't drown. No matter what you're going through. Talk to me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Tell two people, I'm going to get my answer today. All my answer. Hey, back. Pray two more minutes and we're going to get ready for the service. Go ahead and pray the last 2 minutes. Chetororoba.